that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We're discussing the Akhirah, which is a very, very important discussion in Quran and Sunnah. The part that we're going to try and spend a little bit of time on tonight is the interrogation. And the interrogation, brothers and sisters, is very different to that final interrogation which we'll experience on the Day of Judgment. That's something else. This interrogation is more of a preliminary interrogation where the angels come to question us. It's mentioned that this is one of the things where it's a definite article of faith, something that we believe in. To this extent, the hadith is from Imam Sadiq, he says this, Man ankara thalathata ashya, the person who denies three things, falaysa min shi'atina, this person is not one of the Shia. You deny three things, this person is not one of the Shia. One of them is the Mi'raj. Somebody denies the Mi'raj. The other one is wal musa'alata fil barzakh. The idea that we'll be in question, that this interrogation will take place in the grave, fil qabr. And then also shafa, that's another one of the things that's mentioned over there. What happens is we're told that this begins immediately after you and I are put in that hole in the ground. So in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali says this. He says that what happens is when the people who came to bury the mayyit, they leave. And then those who were mourning, the friends, the family members, those people who were crying over the mayyit, now that they've departed, at this time those angels descend. Now, what's very interesting over here is how different it is for the Muslim and the non-Muslim, for the believer and the non-believer. Now, I'm going to mention the bad news first, the idea being, inshallah, for myself, it's a reminder for all of you, even if you've heard these ahadith, it's good to get a reminder about them. Right now, we have time to make up for these things. Why wait until it's too late? It's very different for the believer and for the non-believer. What we're told in the ahadith is that when the angels enter the grave, how they look is very terrifying. So imagine, as I said, the state of that person who's now just been transitioned out from this world. But then now to be over there, and then suddenly these two angels come in. Some of the ahadith are very graphic with what happens to that person. It is said that they strip the mayyit of the kafan. They sit the mayyit up. And after that, the questioning begins. Imam Ali, in that hadith that I mentioned, it says that the mayyit is trying to whisper, kind of. They don't want to get the questions wrong, but they're rapid-fire questions by the angels. The angels, it's mentioned that they have voices like thunder, and their eyes are like blinding lightning. There's other details that they mention about the angels, about their fangs, about their hair dragging on the ground. There's other details that are mentioned about a shaitan being entering into the grave. Snakes being unleashed on the mayyit if the person doesn't answer in the right way. All of these different things happening. And so that's what happens when the person is there. And then they start to go over and ask the questions. So right now, these first questions are about the preliminary beliefs, because the details are going to come later. Later on, for instance, let's say over here that we can ask about prayer and fasting and these kind of things, just the basics of it. over there, then Allah will say, for instance, when you offered dhuhr prayer, what niyat did you have? Right? Because this is another hadith that I had shared with brothers and sisters before, where they said, on the day of judgment, then there's 50 stations, and each one of those stations is 1,000 years. إِنَّا لِلْقِيَامَ خَمْسِينَ مَوْقِفَ. There's 50 stations on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, كُلُّ مَوْقِفٍ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Each موقف, each station is 1,000 years. And that's where they go over each and every detail that the person did. Of course, unless the believer was able to do enough in this world, so there's one of those people who answers without hisab. Because there are some people who are like that. There's some people who are going to, but they're doing it here. They're taking care of it on this side. They don't want to face those nightmares on the other side. But otherwise, what happens is that preliminary interrogations happens here, and the basics that the angels are asking are things about our belief. Who's our Lord? Who's our Creator? What's our Deen? And it's mentioned that the beating starts for those who are rejecting, those who don't answer correctly. The beating starts. Now, what we want to talk about is, inshallah, what happens if we're believers? Inshallah, we're amongst the good people. Inshallah, we're amongst those who are able to take care of our affairs before we go there and not have to face those horrors on the other side. Because the things that we're going to be facing are going to be our beliefs. What were our beliefs? Were they in line with Quran and Sunnah or not? Our actions? Inshallah, we'll get a chance to talk about what are some of the main reasons that people get those squeeze in the grave. If we were to know some of those things, we'd be able to avoid them. But anyhow, for the believer, we're told that the angels look very different. Imam Sadiq in one hadith, he tells, they ask, a man named Abu Basir asks the Imam, he says, do the angels, nakir and munkar, do they look the same for the mu'min and the kafir? And the Imam says, no. Actually, one of those du'as, the things that we were advised for the month of Rajab, one of those beautiful du'as that we make, and now is the time, meaning the month time of Ramadan is when we can make these kind of du'as, where we ask Allah to save us from the interrogation. And instead of us seeing nakir and munkar, that we see the angels who are giving good tidings. So that can happen. The angels look very different. So first of all, for the believers, we're told that, inshallah, we're amongst these people. The believers are escorted. When they first die, they're escorted by the malaika. So first of all, alhamdulillah, they saw Ahlul Bayt when they died. After that, they're escorted by the malaika. The earth gives good tidings to them, to the believer who's about to be buried. Now, the other thing that happens is that the angels are very happy. Nakir and Munkar, they're happy when we give the right answers. The angels are on our side. They want us to win. After we answer correctly, just that preliminary discussion, then the angels tell us, ثَبَّتَكَلَّا فِيمَا تُحِبْ وَتَرْضَى, that may Allah make you stay firm on those things that you love and that you're pleased by. We're also told that there's a call that comes from heaven for the believers. That caller that comes from heaven speaks on behalf of Allah, says, صَدَقَ عَبْدِي, my slave has told the truth. And then they're told to put down carpet for the believer from paradise. In addition to that, they're told to open a door to paradise, and also that the person should be able to wear those heavenly garments. And then after that is when the angels end up expanding the grave of the believer until it gets so as far as the eye can see. And then after that also, the door to heaven. So we ask Allah, inshallah, to help us to be amongst those people who are able to pass this first test of the angels, the interrogation of the angels, and inshallah, have the comfort and the help of the Ahlul Bayt in doing so.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.